When Jill Goodman and I first conceived of Robin Hood Radio, it was actually almost 5 years before we hit the air. We had to go through a window that had to open from the FCC, then we had to apply, and so it was long-range planning. And I bring this up because we spoke with Keith Boynton a while ago. I don't even know how long ago. And he was working on the Scottish play. And I know it was at least several years ago. And he's going to join us today because the time has come where the Scottish play is the Scottish play. Keith, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Marshall. Appreciate it.
So how long ago did we speak, and how long have you been working on it?
Okay, yeah, good question. So we shot this movie called The Scottish Play in the fall of 2018 in the Hudson Valley. And the movie was done. It was completely finished with color and sound and all that good stuff the following summer, 2019. And it's just been quite a journey trying to get it the right kind of release, of distribution. You know, that it takes time to get the right venue. So we did a screening at the Millerton Movie House, just kind of a hometown screening to celebrate the film because we wanted people to see it. And that would have been just before the pandemic shut everything down. So we're talking about December of 2019.
Wow. So this has been a long haul in between, never mind making the movie itself, but then also now waiting for the right time, and the right time is now. So do you have another showing coming up at the movie house?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're doing another screening at the movie house. As you probably know, the movie house is now refurbished and it's under new management and it's a beautiful place. And we're doing a screening to celebrate the actual digital release of the movie. So the movie comes out December 6th on Amazon and iTunes and a few other digital platforms. And the screening is going to be at the movie house on Wednesday, November 30th at 6:30 p.m. I encourage people to come early and have a drink at the bar and chat. And I also encourage people to get their tickets ahead of time because this thing could easily sell out. We're in the upstairs theater. I think it seats around 120. But as you know, there's so many passionate fans of Shakespeare in the area. So get your tickets early.
So now, so it's going to be the movie house on November 30th. Of course, themoviehouse.net. But you were talking about other platforms. What other platforms is it going to be released on?
It's going to be available on Amazon for, I think, rent and purchase. Also iTunes, Google Play. And last I heard, there were a couple of others that we were still negotiating with. Vudu and Vubiquity were still somewhat in question. But all that information will be available. Actually, the best thing to do is follow me on Facebook if people want updates on the film. I have a pro page on Facebook. It's called Keith Boynton, Writer and Filmmaker, and that's kind of the main landing page. I'm also on Instagram, and the film is on Instagram, too.
All right, so how hard is it to get it listed up? So it's on Amazon. How hard is it, and what type of negotiations was that?
Well, we finally landed with a distributor who handled that for us. I think the challenge is not so much getting up on these platforms, but negotiating for a good placement.
Yeah.
You know, you want the platform to be kind of featuring your content and promoting it so it doesn't disappear. There's so much out there now. And so that's part of why you really want a good distributor, so you're not just going to bat by yourself. So we ended up with an outfit called Giant Pictures. They're the ones handling putting it on the platforms, trying to get it the best placement possible. But it takes a really long time to know what the best approach for a given film is. I've made another movie since this one. I shot one actually just before just before the pandemic. We shot in like February of 2020. So and that one is still awaiting its release. It just does take a while to figure out the best approach, unless you've got the new superhero movie, in which case.
So we're speaking with Keith Boynton, and once again, the Scottish play will be a special showing at the movie house on November 30th, but as you just heard, released on other platforms, including Amazon. So what's interesting with me is I have cut the cord completely. All my services at my house are streaming services. And it's interesting because I find myself watching better things. I don't know if you know, it's almost like if you're a bowler and you bowl with somebody who's good, your average goes up. If you're a golfer and you golf with somebody who's good, your game gets better. And it seems that when you pick and choose and what you have with everything that's out there, I'm finding I watch so many more different things than, you know, hey, do I like to blow them up action movies and stuff? Yeah. But sure. Before I went to streaming services, I didn't really give other movies a chance. And now I find I am giving other movies a chance, and it really has changed my viewing habits completely. Do you think that that will have some effect on releasing your movie?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I hope a lot of people are in the same boat as you. You know, yeah, looking for quality content that may not be a massive blockbuster. It's a tough landscape. It's a tough marketplace to stand out in. I think everyone's viewing habits have gotten so, I mean, to a certain extent, we're just so atomized now, right? There isn't as much mass culture as there used to be. There aren't as many sort of tentpole events that we can all rally around. So I'm really hopeful that the digital platforms will be great for the movie because there is this possibility of discovering something. But it's chancy as well. You know, you can easily get lost in the crowd. So much stuff out there. And if people do want to support the film, I would encourage people to watch it as early as possible because I think that does help. If we get a bunch of people checking it out week one, then it'll hopefully get boosted by the algorithms and maybe attract more of an audience.
So let's talk a little bit about The Scottish Play, Keith, once again, for people that aren't aware of what the film is about, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. So this is it's a movie about a production of Macbeth, which is known as The Scottish Play, which is reputedly a cursed play. So in the movie, a bunch of actors get together to put on Macbeth, and they're a little bit concerned about the curse. What's going to happen? Is it going to be all right? And then the leading lady, the woman playing Lady Macbeth, who's the protagonist of the film, one night late at the bed and breakfast where she's staying, she encounters a man who seems to be the ghost of William Shakespeare. And she's not sure what to make of that, and the people she tells aren't sure what to make of that. And she ends up having to sort of negotiate this relationship with what may in fact be the spirit of Shakespeare himself.
Now, how hard was it? Who's in the cast, and were you in on the selection of the cast?
Oh yes, yeah, huge part of the process. They say casting is 90% of directing, and it might be more. We have a great cast. I'm so pleased with these people. We've got Tina Benko plays the lead. She's a wonderful New York theater actress. Peter Mark Kendall is in the movie. Will Brill plays Shakespeare. Ali Ahn, Geraint Wyn-Davies. We have just an amazing cast. They're mostly theater actors. Although not exclusively theater actors, mostly New York-based, incredibly talented people, and I was really, really fortunate. And you know, I think it's the best cast I've worked with to that point. Just amazing people.
So how what happened with the pandemic financially? How does all this happen? Because you had they worked for you and they performed for you. Is this money that producers helped you with up front, or did the actors say, well, you know, we'll wait till it's closer to be released?
I mean, they take, basically, actors have to be paid, if they're union actors, which these all are, they have to be paid a certain amount per day, right? There's a certain amount of salary up front. And then what's negotiated is mostly what's on the back end. In this case, you know, people took relatively modest back end percentages, but it's a nice way for them to feel like they're participating in the success of the film. The financing was sort of a friends and family type of thing. I was very fortunate to have people who believed in me and believed in the film put some money into it, and we were hopeful that we can recoup some of that. It's been a few years. It would be nice to start seeing some money back, for sure.
What's interesting is what I've noticed between movies now and movies, let's say, 10, 12 years ago. Movies 10, 12 years ago had one production company come up, you know, like 3M Productions. Now, when you watch a movie, there's like six different companies that come up with money, plus then you've got the direct, you know, then you've got the executive directors and everything. So it's obviously a lot more expensive now and a lot harder to fund these projects.
Yeah, I mean, I think the actual act of filmmaking has never been easier, really. I mean, the camera technology has gotten so amazing. You can actually make really good stuff on a low budget. But the act of trying to sell a movie and get it exhibited, especially in theaters, has just gotten harder and harder and harder. The landscape's gotten more and more competitive. And so I think that part of why you see so many partnerships is you're not just trying to make a movie, right, but you're trying to sort of find a home for it in the world. And to be honest, that's always the part of this that I've struggled with. You know, I think I'm finally making movies that are as good as I know I can make them, and now it is just a question of trying to find out an audience for them that will be appreciative.
Once again, we're speaking with Keith Boynton, and once again, coming up at the Movie House, you'll get a chance to take a look at the Scottish play, November 30th. Like I said, for tickets and information, themoviehouse.net. What's the other movie that you made during the pandemic, which you're just starting to try to grind out now?
Yeah, so this is something called The Winter House, and it's a very small-scale movie. It's virtually just two characters in one house. It's basically about a woman who rents a remote lakeside cabin in New Hampshire to get away from everything in the dead of winter. She just wants to be alone. And she's awakened one night by a mysterious intruder in the house, and they have to find a way to come to terms with each other. In a strange way, it's a similar story to the Scottish play. I mean, they're very different films. The Scottish play is sort of very, very warm and charming and playful kind of movie, and The Winter House is a little bit more austere. But it is, both of them have this dynamic of the woman may be at a crossroads in her life and then encounters a man who is mysterious and challenging, and the film's mostly about the evolution of their relationship. I guess in the case of the Scottish play, it's two relationships, because she has this whole relationship with the ghost of Shakespeare, and she's also developing a possible romance with the director of the play, who's played by Peter Mark Kendall. So I should have said it's a romantic comedy. It's a romantic comedy, but it's also about Shakespeare, and it's about art, and it's about time and love and life and death and all that good stuff.
Well, best of luck with it. I think I think it's exciting that it's going to be under wide release, and not only that, but it's opening at the Movie House on the 30th. Do you have anything else? I hate to ask this, but do you have anything else on the horizon that you're going to start working on?
Yeah, I mean, I am hoping to shoot another movie next year, but if I'm honest, I don't know what it will be. I am writing. I am looking at scripts that I've written in the past. I'm trying to figure out what the next project is. I'm really antsy to shoot it. I haven't shot a film since the pandemic, and I love it. I love filmmaking, so I'm looking to get back out there.
Well, Keith, once again, thanks for taking some time out to join us. And the Movie House will be the place to be on the 30th, themoviehouse.net. But if not, what's your website again so people can check where they might find it?
The easiest place is probably to find me on Facebook. It's Keith Boynton, writer and filmmaker. There's like a professional page there. Or Instagram, I'm just Keith Boynton. And, follow me. We'll be friends.
Keith, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Such a pleasure, Marshall. Thanks again.